Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the line right now is one of my neighbors in Wrentham, but a guy we only get to talk to once every few years. Offensive line coach Dante Scarnecchia is with us. Dante, it's Dale and Michael. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
We're doing great, thank you. Congratulations on a great regular season so far and playoffs, and best of luck.
Well, we haven't done anything yet.
Hey, Dante, Dale said you're one of his neighbors. What kind of neighbor is he? Does he take out his trash?
I mean, he lives in that high rent district. I live way down the street from him now.
See, look at that. I was going to say, he said it's a Wrentham house. I call it a Wrentham estate.
I'm sure it is.
Hey, Dante, your offensive line has been such a cohesive unit all year long. You must take some source of pride in the way these guys have gelled together over the last couple of years.
Well, you know, that I thank you for saying that. We had a lousy practice yesterday, so I don't feel like anything you just said is accurate. But, you know, I think the one thing that's helped a great deal is we've had the same group of guys around for a while. And the same system's been in place for 7 or 8 years. And we got the same quarterback pulling the trigger, you know, over the last 6 or 7 years. So I think a lot of those things are far more the case than, you know, anything that I'm doing or any of that. You know, we just got a bunch of good guys that work very hard. And like I said, a pretty good system that helps them.
Hey, Dante, why do you feel yesterday's practice was lousy?
I just didn't think we practiced the way we need to practice. It was one of those deals where, and we made a mistake here, made a mistake there, made a mistake here, and then all of a sudden the practice isn't the way you want it to be 4 or 5 days before the biggest game of the year. And they all understand that. You know, we got to do a hell of a lot better than that today, and we got to be on top of things a hell of a lot better than what we were yesterday. And that's just being honest about it. You know, it's the truth.
Dante, the physical skills of your offensive linemen are obvious, but watching how you operate, it seems like you have to have a certain mental capacity as well, because you move guys around as need be. Do they need to be a little more astute football-wise than maybe a normal offensive lineman would to play in your system?
I really believe this, and I think it's probably, I know it is for our system accurate, is that it's you really have to have a, you know, you got to be pretty smart. And it's very hard to coach guys that aren't very smart and don't have good football intelligence. I'm not talking about book smart. I'm talking about guys who really understand the game and try to play the game the way you want it played and see the game all through the same set of eyes. If we do that, then we'll do okay. And most of these guys do understand it. And I think, again, having the same system in place, and when things happen, they know what we expect and they know what, you know, how to adjust to things. And, if you know, that's just a byproduct of having everybody around for a while. And, again, like I said, the same system. So, yeah, smart. I'd rather coach smart guys than dumb guys, believe me.
You know, and we'd all rather be around smart guys than dumb guys. But based on what you just said, right, Dante, doesn't it say something for Logan Mankins and Dan Copen that they were able, as rookies, to step into starting roles and never look back?
Yeah, you know, you could actually lump four out of those five guys into that. Light did it. Nick Kazier did it 3 years ago. Logan did it 3 years ago. And Copen did it whenever it was 5 years ago. So they've all done it. You know, the one thing we've never been afraid of is playing young guys, as long as they have the mental capabilities and the physical qualities to go out there and play. We've never said that it's a three-year program for a guy to play in this league in the offensive line. If you got enough talent and if you're smart enough, we're putting them in there. And maybe the road gets a little bumpy at times, but, you know, we've kind of found out with these guys in particular that, you know, they've done a pretty nice job as rookies, and, and we're grateful for all of them. And, you know, Steve Neal's a young guy that's young in years, in football years, but, you know, the thing about him is that once he, his aptitude got up to the others, you know, we weren't afraid to put him in there also.
Dante, congratulations on how things have gone so far, but more importantly, best of luck on Sunday. Thank you for taking a few minutes.
Hey, thanks a lot. Talk to you later.
Take care.
Thanks, Dante.
That is Dante Scarnecchia, a Patriots offensive line coach.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.